This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Total Information AM on 104.1 FM KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. President Donald Trump says Wednesday will be Liberation Day, a moment when he plans to roll out a set of tariffs that he promises will free the United States from foreign goods. Let's talk more about it and the possible impact with Bloomberg's Hadriana Lohenkron. Hadriana, thank you so much for being with us this morning on KMOX.
Happy to be here.
Sounds like we don't have a whole lot of details about what the president is planning. What do we know?
Right. There are a couple of things. The size and scope of these tariffs really seems to be unclear at the moment. But what we do know, as confirmed, by the president himself, as well as his secretary, is that Wednesday is the day when there will be, some sort of tariffs. The president has said that they would be reciprocal. But it is unclear whether it would be a universal tariff or levies on individual countries. So we're still waiting to get a bit more detail as to, again, what the rate would be and if any countries will be exempt, where it is our understanding now there won't be any exemptions. But of course, anything could change. And of course, things have changed in the past. He's threatened to place them and then taken them back. He's given delays, depending on certain industries. And so we're really waiting to see kind of what all will be hit and what that impact will be.
It almost seems like the European Union is getting ready to get hit with tariffs because they've already come out and said, we intend to strike back. We'll have our own reciprocal tariffs.
Right. And, Trump's press secretary did hint at or point to specific examples of tariff rates from the European Union, as you mentioned, as well as Japan, India, and Canada, signaling that maybe those countries could be the targets. So we're looking, we're talking to folks and trying to get as much detail as we can. But based on some the latest intel we were able to glean from yesterday, that could happen.
We're speaking with Bloomberg's Hadriana Lohenkron here on KMOX. I'm curious how investors are reacting at the start of the week. What's this doing to financial markets?
Well, the markets have definitely been shaky. We've seen yesterday, and we've seen this in past weeks, and the question really has been, is that because of this uncertainty with tariffs? And the president has maintained that the markets are just kind of the most recent quote that I can think of is from the press secretary yesterday, saying the president views the market as a snapshot in a moment of time. He has previously said he doesn't look at the markets, but we all know that investors do care about this stuff. And so he maintains that, there will be kind of a moment. He said there'd be a moment of pain before everything kind of comes together. But the question is how long and what that does mean for investors and also everyday Americans who are looking at prices. We know that consumer sentiment has been falling. And so this is something that everybody's on their toes, trying to get a sense of what this will look like. And we also know that the president is hoping to get a tax bill within some tax cuts that he's hoping will help lessen that pain. But he seems to be intent on doing these tariffs first. So we'll see.
Mr. Trump has made the suggestion that ultimately the tariffs could be a boost to American companies. How long, though, are experts saying it might take to reap those gains?
Yeah, this is something, and this is another thing where we don't fully have the entire picture here, and it does depend on what exactly he ends up doing on Wednesday, which countries he is placing these levies on, how much. But this is something that could take a while, and even his economic advisors have been saying, again, this is what I mentioned earlier, this kind of moment of pain and just believing that long-term things will turn around. But we don't have a sense of how long that could be fully yet. But it is something that, investors are feeling and everyday American consumers are feeling, as well as industries.
We're going to be talking with an expert about stagflation coming up a little bit later this morning. Hadriana, you've mentioned the uncertainty that we don't really know, for a lot of people, what this could do. But what are experts saying this could potentially do to the economy right now if there are sweeping tariffs imposed on other countries tomorrow?
This is something that experts that I've spoken to have said for weeks that this could, that the tariffs themselves are inflationary. And so, we'll have to see to what extent, but that, from the intel that I've been giving, nothing has really changed over the past few weeks from the people that I've been speaking with.
Well, thank you
but
so
we'll
much.
Wait to see.
That's right. Thank you so much for your time on this. We appreciate you joining us this morning on KMOX.
Thanks for having me.
That is Bloomberg's Hadriana Lohenkron on KMOX this morning. Coming